I'm a product of the system. I know how it works.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? I know the shit politics. I can't pick a favorite team. It's hard to pick a favorite team. I know I got players. I'm going to support the Sixers because I'm from Philly. I'm a Sixers. You a hater ass nigga.
I'm not a hater.
You a hater.
Y'all just accept mediocrity and I don't like it.
No, it's not about accepting mediocrity.
Y'all accept mediocrity about, every year.
How about this? You ready? I'm going to put it this way.
We made it this far.
Put it this way. You ready? You ready? You were born here without a choice, right? Right. Your father.
So without a choice.
You had no choice. Your father, you couldn't choose your father, you couldn't choose the city you were born in, right?
Right.
Your father is a fucked up individual, right?
How?
I don't know if he is or not. I'm just saying hypothetically.
Oh, okay.
He said how?
Right. Damn. Oh, no, he is, but.
Listen, so you fucked up, right?
I was like, I'm about to say, how do you know that?
Do you just own a nigga just because he fucked up?
Yeah.
And you just say, off and gonna find. Damn, you gonna find a new pops?
You can't find a new pops.
You was born into this shit. It's not your fault.
Fuck that, nigga.
I don't gotta have a relationship
with that nigga.
He my
pop, but
nah, right, fuck that team. It's my city. I'm not gonna disown my city.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna disown my city.
I'm not disowning the city. I disown the Sixers sports franchises here. I love the city.
He always gonna find a way to get around that shit.
I do. I love the city. I just disown all the sports franchises.
I like.
But man, shout out everybody that's doing something positive, man. When it comes to like just sports, music. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, I don't care if you're an everyday person, you're doing something positive that's dope. Whether you're from Philly or you're from Miami, LA, wherever the case may be.
Philly versus the world, baby.
You know what I mean? Look, I feel that 100% Philly versus the world. You know what I'm saying? But more importantly, what I feel is the premiere of the CME podcast, which is everybody's tuning into right now. I'm your host, Chris motherfucking Mac, the Chris Mac Experience, Mac Daddy, whatever it is you want to call me, just make sure you add a Mac to it. I'm in the building right now, man. I'm in Digital Crate Studio right now, man.
Right.
You know, I got the guys with me, man. I got Cuddy in the building.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I got Benji in the building.
Gingo.
I got Nick over there in the building, Nick Driller.
You.
I got Big Fish over here.
You know, Wild Bull.
And I feel bad right now because my man's the sponsor and I don't even know my man's name.
Yo, it's Omari, but it's Big O's Rolling Papers, bro.
Big O's Rolling Papers is the sponsor, man. Yo, first of all, let's shout out the sponsor real fast, man. Big O's Rolling Papers, man. If you want to, you know, if you want to smoke clean, you want to smoke good, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you grab yourself some Big O's Rolling Papers. Also, we want to shout out the sponsor, Lip Pops. You feel what I'm saying? Down in Miami. So, you know, if you like to, you know, you like to infuse things in life, then, you know, by all means, you know what I'm saying?
Like
pound sign, facts, yeah. Pound sign Chris Mac, you know what I'm saying? You get 10% off, you know what I'm saying? So get with me ASAP. We also got the, you know, the flyest wear in the world right now, you know what I'm saying? The world may not know it yet. But I'm pretty sure some folks overseas know it.
They talking about it over there, right?
About that Drippy Fish, man. Make sure you guys shop at drippyfish.com, man. The Drippy Fish collection, man. If you don't got drip, then you ain't shit.
That's for sure.
So get some drip at drippyfish.com. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, we got it for sale. If they don't got it, we got it for sale.
Factory, man. Also, shout out Digital Crate Studio, man. Another sponsor, man. If you ever need studio time, the hottest beats on the planet, man. Make sure you tap into Digital Crates at Digital Crates. Just go to digitalcrates.com. Either one, you know, makes sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But look, this is what I want to do, right? Because, you know, we like to talk about everything on this joint. You know, like to talk about life. We like to talk about relationships. We like to talk about music, entertainment, a little bit of everything. I got something on my mind that I think y'all might want to fuck with. I think the viewers might want to fuck with it. Excuse my language, viewers, but, like, I like to just be real. I'm not really like, oh, how you doing? My name's Ron Burgundy. Like, it's not really like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm the Chris Mac, man. I'm Chris Mac, man. I'm the Chris Mac Experience, you know what I'm saying? I'm really out there. I'm just straightforward, right to it. So, you know, if my language offends you, fuck it. It is what it is. You know, you're going to listen anyway because it's dope. So peep this, y'all. This is what we're going to talk about.
Right.
I want to talk about preference and obligation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We at the table right now. We all grown besides Benji. He all young over here. You know what I'm saying? Still wet behind the ears a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, them young vibes. You know what I'm saying? Got them young vibes. You got them old vibes. Got them middle age vibes in here, you know?
Shout out to my middle age.
Facts, you know what I'm saying? But I want to, preference and obligation, you know what I'm saying? How do you think, you know what I'm saying, preference and obligation holds us back in life sometimes?
I feel like I'm going to start it off. It's the Big Fish Wild Tuna. Y'all know where to find me at Instagram. But listen, man, This big ass nigga talking about Lil Fish. Yeah. Everybody Lil Fish to you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You three of me, nigga.
You like four of me. If you three of him, you like five of me. Cause Tuna like he's slim, but he's stocky with it. You know what I'm saying? He do push-ups.
A bear hug the shot of you, big fella.
Hey, you know he do push-ups in the daily.
You will never get a bear hug so strong from a little person. This, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put niggas out.
See, that's how you know he do push-ups in the daily.
Put niggas out.
Hey. He be doing a military style joint, but yeah, that's his preference though. He prefers to do military style push-ups like every day. You know what I'm saying, man?
But listen, I feel like priorities really
preference,
mess
right?
up
yeah,
your
preference.
No, no, I'm saying.
Oh, you talking about the priorities?
Mess up just before we even choose any further. People's priorities mess up where they should put as obligations. You know what I'm saying? Because think about this. Me feeding my kids might be real important to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm obligated to feed them in my head.
Right.
But in your head, you like, yo, those kids gonna get fed anyway.
That's Facts. Not
obligated. You know what I'm saying? Facts. So really, priorities really play a major part. So before we even get there, people just need to prioritize everything better and then break down, you know what I'm saying, the two categories. Because if your priority's wrong, everything else gonna fall off.
Facts.
That's right.
No, I like what you said though. You know, I gotta feed my kids, but to somebody else is like, man, they gonna get fed anyway.
Right.
That's just what you're gonna do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're not really obligated to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as you're right, it's all about your priorities. You know what I'm saying? Cuddy, what you think?
I was thinking about what you were saying while I was thinking of my fucking answer.
Cause I had some deep shit to say.
Yeah. It's Cuddy from Cuddy TV. You already know, follow me on Instagram at The Official Cuddy, but most definitely follow Cuddy TV at We On Cuddy TV. I feel like a big thing that fucks up with the preference is that, because this is something that I preach about all the time, is that sometimes you got a preference on what you want to do. So let's say you go to work, and after you get off work, you want to go play 2K, or you want to go play Madden and go smoke with your peoples and go do this. That's your preference. But let's say, as a music artist, your obligation is to put some time towards your craft. That's an obligation for you to be a successful music artist. So your preferences can fuck you up if you don't got the right preferences. You know what I'm saying?
No,
if your preference is to go home, all right, my nigga, I got to go write a song. Like, I got to go link up with Tuna. I got to go on the Chris Mack experience.
But you may
know
just
want
to sit back and play 2K.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
so,
if you sit back and play 2K, you're going to miss out on all of those opportunities that's going to actually elevate you, you know what I'm saying, in life. Now, I want to hear from Benji, because he's like,
Benji,
he probably can't even spell preference.
I ain't gonna cap. I was like, damn, what that mean?
Look, so, all right, so basically, I put it to you like this, right? So preference, because I was having this talk with my little cousin the other day, you know what I'm saying? Because I was telling him how, like, preference, you know what I'm saying, and who you like can hold you back from finding somebody that you really should be with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you could be from a relationship standpoint, and they all Benji age, you know what I'm saying? They 16, 17, 18, 19. I don't know why they want to be in love so young, but that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta also let them know, like, what you want is not always good for you. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me.
So with
you,
Benji,
at that time.
Yeah, or good for you at that time.
So
like, cause it's a lot of broke people that's in relationships.
Right.
That those relationships may supposed to work, but that timing was wrong.
Right.
I'm not in this place where I can really be in a relationship and provide and do the things that this person that I like wants me to do. But I prefer them,
right?
Cause they nurture. They give me nurturing vibes, and they like me, and they take me out, and I take them out, and the sex is good. Whatever the case may be. So that's why you prefer that person. And then you look up 6, 7, 8 months down the line, and you're like, yo, I just wasted, like, all this time doing nothing.
Right.
So, like, with you, do you feel it, though, like, being 16, do you feel it, though, you have any obligation?
Yeah, I got a daughter now, so it's like, I got somebody to take care of.
Factory. Mm-hmm. So you feel it, though, your child is an obligation.
Oh, yeah. That's
taking care of your child's obligation.
Damn.
Facts. As it should be. I feel that, too. You know what I mean? Shout out the young dads out here, real fast,
that's,
man.
That's doing their job.
Right. You feel me? Like,
applause.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. DJ should drop some bomb blessings.
Thanks. We got DJ TM on the ones and twos in here, man. Holding it down for us, man. I personally feel I felt that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? On two levels, though.
I was like, damn.
I'm about to say, it hurt my heart.
Baby. Like, I'm 25 and I don't even got no kids.
See, I ain't had my first child at 27. Because I'm about to, damn, I'm about to be 30.
I got three.
Damn.
Deep
out
here.
Back in February.
Yeah,
I've been dipping and dodging bullets my whole life, smart, nigga. You heard?
I did, but kind of gave me that kind of boost I needed.
Facts, you feel me? Having children, yo, talk about it. Talk about it, man.
Listen, I mean, your whole world changed. Listen, big old rolling papers right here. You already know what it is. Listen, so when you introduce a child into this world and you really care and you really want to provide for them, it kind of make you want to take yourself to the next level. You feel me? So your whole, like we said, obligations and everything change because now, you feel me, you got to find a babysitter.
Right.
You got to do certain things. Like you got to kind of think in the future kind of thing now. Like you can't just live life kind of laxy-daisy and just kind of go with the flow kind of thing. You feel me? Like you
every
got a kid. You
hustle.
Feel me? Yeah, exactly.
Facts.
So it kind of put like this new fire, this new drive in me that really want to make me go off.
Facts.
You feel me, with everything that I do, you feel me? So, like, I feel like, you know, at that young age, if you do this right, you can skyrocket to the sky, you feel me?
Facts.
As long as you use that
That's
spark,
facts.
Bro.
Facts.
Man, she changed my life, bro. Like, real rap.
That's
she
facts.
Changed my entire
Shout out to
life,
fathers,
bro,
man. It's the day before Father's Day,
real,
man.
Shit.
So, shout out to fathers, you know what I'm saying, in the building, including myself, man. Let's give a round of applause.
Shout out to Lil Mac too.
Shout out Lil Cody Mac over there, you know what I'm saying, watching the YouTube. Say hi,
man.
Cody. There it is, man. That's my guy, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But just to touch on before my father could interrupt you, what he said about skyrocketing, when he started skyrocketing at this time of age, when that happened, bro, you 16. So that means you can cut off the first... Everybody over 25 here?
Facts.
26.
You could cut off the first 9 years of bullshitting in your life.
Facts.
That
Facts.
I know pretty much
Facts.
Like we did, like at least half of that shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas was probably working, but we bullshitted a lot. One, because
we
didn't know no better and we ain't had no obligations.
Facts.
You got it now. So now you know, and now you around some established people. It's the time to level up. And that's for everybody who, when that baby drop or anything drop that's important
anything,
to you.
Anything, I'm about to say,
you know,
any important life changing event
around you.
You know what I'm saying?
Run with that shit.
Facts.
That's your
run
motivation,
with it.
Man.
Cause this goes back to the whole like preference, going back to preferences. So before you have a child, you have a certain preference, a certain kind of woman you looking for.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Right. You like, y'all want me a nice little tight joint, you know what I'm saying? You got
a little
mind.
Right. If I bring something home.
Facts. You don't mind if something else slide. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
I could talk my way out of a situation with her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
But then once you have that baby, though, you like, hold up.
That shorty can't come back.
That shorty can't come. She can't be here during this time and this time. You know, she don't even need to be in this space.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So like going back to the youngest person in the room, cause you, I know you. I mean, you young boys, y'all out here, y'all just poking, y'all just wild. You know what I'm saying? Which is how you ended up on.
I've been dipping and dodging bullets.
Thanks. Thanks, bro. I didn't dodge until I was 27. I could dodge no more. I got caught in the love triangle. I was stuck.
And mind you,
I was like,
my name is Sonny, so you know what I was going
through. Thanks.
I be dipping and dodging.
Hey,
pull out
was,
game is on a beam.
I was 27 in love. I was like, come on, baby, we're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make this baby. You're going to have my name.
Said pull out
on the beam. Right, that's
all
right.
It takes is that one time.
That's all it takes is the
nigga,
one.
I've been.
Facts.
Like
you know what it's going
to
be? You know what it's going to be?
You're
going to be on the road.
You're
going to be on the road. You're going to be on the road. Cuddy going to have the time of his life one night.
Hey,
9 months later.
First time
in Atlanta.
Baby.
First time in Atlanta.
Nah, bitch. 9 months later, we about to go on another tour. Oh, Cuddy, you can't go on this tour. You got to stop in Atlanta. We got to drop you off. Pull over. We got to drop Cuddy off.
Damn. Oh, man. Wow. That's exactly what it's going to be, man.
I hope
shout
she
out,
fire, at least,
but
though.
Shout out, yo, Factory, what I was about to say,
word,
though.
Shout out all
you know what I'm saying, the fellas that got children out of state,
mm-hmm.
like myself, you feel me? My son, you mean, is my live in DC. It's nothing like having, you know what I'm saying, the access, you know what I mean, to go somewhere else, number one.
Mm-hmm.
It just adds along to the travel experience, you know what I'm saying? It's hard as shit, don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's hard as shit. You know what I mean? Cause you want number one thing as a father is you want time. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't really about the money. The money, that shit, like, it's about the time. You know what I'm saying? I want to be there to see those first steps, hair, dad, hair, just to talk, period, see the growth, the development, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a lot of shit you miss, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't always just wake up and just be there, you know what I'm feeling me? Whereas though, if you got kids that live close to you, you could just wake up, you know what, I need to see my kids today, I'm having a rough day, let me go see my youngin', let me go see my youngin', you feel what I'm saying? It's hard. So I want to shout out all the fathers that, you know what I'm saying, that's doing that as well. I mean, we got a bunch of dad shit going on in the motherfucking building, right, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of daddy fatherly vibes. In fact, you had all the kids in here earlier, you know what I'm saying? They check the Instagrams. They'll definitely see it, you know what I mean? The Chris Mack Experience Instagram, Wild Tuna Instagram. Was it Big O's Rolling Papers Instagram? We got Cuddy TV Instagram, Benji Baz Instagram, Nick Driller Instagram. Oh, my man back here, he in a cut. He waiting for us to talk about some sports or something. I think that's what he waiting for.
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm rapping.
You rap? Yeah. What's your name, bro?
Max Dub.
Yeah,
you got access to your music? You got access to your music? Can you get it to my DJ?
Shit. You got YouTube, bro? Or SoundCloud?
The internet
here. Nah, no, internet. Yeah. If you got email, we could have got you on Good Joint, Bad Joint. Oh, all right, yeah, let's find the charger, man. We got iPhone chargers, man. That's thorough, man. We got an artist in the building, man. We got an artist in the building. Look at that. What's your right name again, bro?
Max
Dub or Dub? Like Dub, like, yo, let me get a Dub. Factory with two B's. Max Dub. Yeah, factory. Cuddy got to get up out of here. Max Dub, you want to join the round table? Come join the round table. Cuddy got to be out, man.
Charge your phone up, you mean?
You mean? You're getting ready to go to that celebrity basketball game, right? Say no more.
And we still got to go to the training and all that.
Oh, yeah. So, y'all got a whole situation.
I might skip the celebrity basketball game. I might skip the celebrity basketball game.
That's cool.
Yeah, I can't get out Jersey and back to Philly, or me and Cody would go.
I might skip it.
You would definitely go there.
Make sure y'all streaming this joint, you feel me? Share, like, repost. Tell everybody. Tune in. Chris Mack Experience.
That's a contract. You want to be
Factory. This is what we're going to do real quick, man. We're going to hear a word from one of our paid sponsors for a hot second, and then we're going to tune right back into the CME podcast. We got a lot of things going on, people coming in, people coming out, you know what I'm saying, switching the round table, stuff like that. Nick Driller and Cuddy TV, thanks for coming out, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
You know? It's always good to have y'all in the building, always good to have y'all around, you know what I'm saying? That's Jersey all day, you know what I'm saying? The words is, Sue Surf, at the end of every round, Jersey. You know what I'm saying? That's how we going to end that one right there.
Shout out to Sue. He about to be out and he about to be at the celebrity basketball game today.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to him.
I mean, we here with it. We right back at it, man. The CME podcast, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? We had a quick break from our paid sponsors, you know what I'm saying? But to talk about the real, real, real important sponsors, we got Hip Hop's 1987, of course. We got Digital Crate Studio, of course. If you're ever looking for some studio time, you need beats, you already know where to go, Digital Crate Studio. We also got the hottest clothing line in America right now, Drippy Fish Collection. Make sure you go follow Drippy Fish Collection on Instagram. Go to their website, drippyfish.com. You feel me? Shout out Big O's Rolling Papers. You already know where to find them at on Instagram, Big O's Rolling Papers. Yeah. Make sure y'all, you know, like I said, you know, if you like your things infused a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow Lip Pops. You know what I'm saying? They're based out of Miami, but we can get this out to anywhere we need to. Just holla at me and #. Chris Mack to get that 10% off, right?
I'm going shopping, hurt.
Factory. A whole lot of shopping.
Walmart. I don't got to go nowhere. I don't got to go to the corner store. I got my clothes. I got my entertainment. I got my roll up. Shout out to Bumfeet. I got the roll up.
Everything you need. Shout out Bumfeet, too. Shout out Bumfeet to go inside the Big O's Rolling Papers, for sure. I definitely got, I wish Mop Top was in this joint, man. So that way I could, like, get him to be like, you know what? You know, Bumfeet, we definitely sponsored this 100%.
Right.
You know, but in the meantime, you know, it's all affiliations. You mean that's what life is about. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you get like farther in life. You get higher in life through your affiliations. Right. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I can know a million people. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But if I'm not, like, really affiliating myself with these people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Going to their events without them asking me. You get what I'm saying? Just popping up, showing some love. I'm not affiliate. Like, people think, oh, I know this person, I'm an affiliate. Mm-hmm. No, because how are you affiliating yourself with me? How are you getting to know yourself with me? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They
think follows mean something, man.
That's all it is.
They think follows on Instagram mean something. You gotta show support.
Yeah.
You gotta go out to the event, show love. Sometimes you might have to cut a bag.
Facts.
Why not? Because you want the same thing done to you. So that's why I treat everybody how I want to be treated. Mm-hmm. If I want somebody to cop my Drippy Fish clothing line, get some studio time, whatever it is.
And I'm going to grab some clothes from somewhere.
I'm not going to ask for handouts. We never did business before. I can't ask for nothing for
free. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And if I make some money off your product, I'm giving you some bread off of whatever I make money off of. You know what I mean? So you just got to have good business ethic. You got to have, you know, you want better for other people.
Facts.
So that's the first step. If you want to do this shit by yourself, do it by yourself. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how you become an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What they say, your network is your network. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes,
you think about it like this. If you know 10 millionaires, you get what I'm saying? You have an idea. You have 10 millionaires to go to ask for an investment. You know what I'm saying? Right. Into your product.
Right.
Rather than knowing 10 people that got $100, which is $1,000, and you need $50,000 to start your what you're trying to do.
Right.
You're affiliated with the wrong people.
Right.
Giving the wrong people energy. It's good to have those as friends.
Yeah. Right.
But everybody's not meant to be business affiliates. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You have your personal and you got your business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I can know the owner of Roc Nation. You know? I can know Jay-Z personally.
Mm-hmm.
But don't mean I'm affiliated.
Do we do business? Can you call him at any moment?
Facts.
You have to wait and get scheduled like everybody else.
Exactly.
Right. Different levels.
How tight is that a quote unquote affiliation? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I want to open this joint up, man. We about to do a little segment I like to call Good Joint, Bad Joint.
Okay.
We around the round table still. Got Wild Tune in the building.
Yep.
Big Old Rolling Paper in the building. Sir. Benji Baz in the building. I got a new member to the round table today. It go by the name of Max Dub. As in, yo, let me hold a dub. You feel me? Two B's. You know what I'm saying? He actually going to have some music sent over to DJ TM. So that way we can review that joint live on the spot.
Right.
See if it's a good joint or a bad joint. But before we get to the good joint, bad joint as far as the music,
mm-hmm.
let's talk sports. You know what I'm saying? Because we all like sports in here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sports hit.
Is it a good joint or a bad joint that the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship?
Let me go first for this joint.
Okay, Benji.
Let the youth talk to him.
The future.
It's a good joint, definitely for the Sixers, because that shows that the Sixers is up there with the Golden State. Because they lost by a championship team. So that means that we're up there, we're going to see. So next year, next season, you're going to see something spooky.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's coming from a Philadelphia
Solid.
Point of view.
I got argument, but I
got an argument with that, too. I got an argument with you. But we're going to let Max Dub say his piece. What you think?
You know what I'm saying? I feel as though the Raptors, they were supposed to get that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Golden State had their run. And, like... Yeah. People got injured. They was fighting.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Facts.
You can't fight that.
About so much you could do.
Yeah. So, facts. Like, that's just fate. Like, boy, towards ACL, what you going towards? Ruptures, Achilles. I ruptured my Achilles.
Only LeBron
I
can do it by
myself. My shit's still smaller than the other. And
facts.
Right.
And, like.
So, you already know where. So, in a sense, you know what KD kind of battling with right now.
Yeah. And from rupturing your own.
And he got the surgery. So, you know what I'm saying? He got to come back a little harder. Right. Go. What you think?
I mean, I
good
joint
or bad joint?
I kind of feel the same way as far as, like, it was definitely time for a switch up. You feel me? Like,
okay.
You know, people, you know,
I was tired.
We love seeing
everybody
the same,
here is tired of watching Golden State.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, like,
nah,
all right, actually, Steph Curry, they good. You feel me? Like, let's see
I'm
something
like Mayweather,
else.
Mayweather, so. You feel me?
Right.
If niggas winning, you winning.
I fuck with winning. Okay.
I mean, I bang with that, but at the end of the day, I think it's time for somebody else to step up and show us some more. You feel me? Like, I want more. You feel me? I'm that type of dude.
Okay.
Let me talk my shit real quick.
Uh-huh.
I ain't spend too much time when I'm gonna get to the point. Golden State, Steph Curry. First of all, went downhill when his wife started talking crazy. That was the biggest distraction in the fucking game.
Yo.
You can answer this. If his wife would have chilled, he could have been focused. He could have got everything together. It was downhill from there, man, because this is what happened. Now you got injuries.
You supposed to be the Kobe Bryant, LeBron James of your team, Steph Curry. This is not Draymond's team. This is not Klay's team. This is not KD's team. This is Steph's team.
I feel like you're attacking my man Steph, though.
Not attacking. Okay. Keeping it real.
Okay.
Because I just named some people who did, who been through some shit.
Yeah, but Bron also been through some bigger shit than by himself, though.
Bron, what?
No,
what?
None of them players you named won by themselves.
LeBron didn't do what?
Kobe Bryant won by himself.
Kobe didn't win by himself.
Name another Hall of Famer he played with other than Shaq to win a championship.
We're talking about the second run. Of course the second run. I feel it, though.
He had still, a run. Did he do it?
But listen.
Did he do it?
But listen. See, because now when we're talking about Kobe, we're talking about me. Because I'm a Kobe fanatic. That's my guy. So I can't sit back and say that Kobe did it himself.
He did.
During that back-to-back. Because at the end of the day, he needed the heroics of a Lamar Odom, of a Ron Artest, of a Derek Fisher. Pau Gasol, who Kobe went coached. Out and went and got for himself.
Kobe coached.
Kobe went and said, yo, I want Pau. I need Pau.
Listen, I'm not going to. Listen.
Yeah, Cody.
Listen.
You want to get up? You want to join the show?
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, they built their teams and they won. I'm saying that because they did it by themselves. Because they don't have no other Hall of Famers on their team. The Warriors have three definite Hall of Famers. Four definite Hall of Famers.
Time out. Number one, because now I feel that you're attacking my Lakers dynasty here.
No, I like the Lakers. Because, I'm a Kobe Bryant fan.
Because
that's
what I feel you, but I feel that you're a Kobe Bryant fan. You're not a Lakers fan. So I feel though you're giving too much credit to Kobe, because at the end of the day, Derek Fisher is a big part of Kobe's career.
Stop.
Ron Artest is a big part of Kobe's career.
Ron Artest is a major part.
Lamar Odom is a big.
Lamar Odom replaceable.
No, Lamar Odom was a sixth man of the year. Are you serious, bro? We're not gonna have a discussion. We're talking about
a good game. You can't replace Steph Curry. You can't replace Klay Thompson.
You can't replace a Lamar Odom, bro.
You can't replace KD.
You can't. We haven't seen a Lamar Odom.
How many Lamar
league.
Odoms the league done seen?
Name me another Lamar Odom since Lamar Odom retired.
A player that's
name
that's
me just, one.
Llewell Dang is Lamar.
No, he's not no Lamar Odom. Are you serious? Lamar Odom is Lamar Odom is a point. It was
he's
one of the first point forwards.
He's a great role player.
He's six man. He's a great six
he's a great
man.
Role player.
He's a six-man star.
Iguodala.
He's not better than Lamar Odom.
Say, what?
Iguodala is not better than Lamar Odom.
In the playoffs?
You can't name me a six-man in the last two decades. You cannot name me a six-man in the last two decades that's better than Lamar Odom.
Ray Allen?
Nope. He's not a six-man.
He was a six-man coming to
Boston.
He was
not a six-man.
In Boston, he was.
He was not. He was a starter.
No, he wasn't.
He was the starter. He was
in
too.
In the playoffs.
In Boston, he was the starter.
In Boston.
No,
in the playoffs.
In the Heat, he came off
playoffs.
The bench.
You talking Heat.
In the Heat, he came off the bench. In Boston, he was the starter. It was Rondo, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah,
that was their starting
in
five.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. The same thing.
I remember Ray Allen coming off. I remember Ray Allen coming off the bench a lot of times. I remember Ray Allen coming off the bench, hitting two threes in the game, and then sitting his ass back on the bench.
Yeah, for the Heat.
Come back in the game. No.
Because on the Celtics, he was a key part of the Celtics' run.
They had the three.
Yeah, come on, man. And who they lose to? I'm saying.
The Kobe.
Exactly.
The Kobe.
To the Lakers.
The Kobe.
That's why I don't like Kobe fans, yo. Because Kobe fans, they take credit away from everybody. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, let's get
I personally
way.
Feel though Kobe's the best player to ever touch a
let's
basketball.
Let's bring it back home. Let's bring it back home.
He's the GOAT in mind.
Let's bring it back home. Let's bring it back home.
This right here is the bad John.
Let's bring it back
him
home.
Him saying we still back at good John, bad John. Because you saying
home.
That
since
Kobe did it on himself is the bad
John. Kobe did it by himself the second half. He had Shaq the first half.
LeBron James.
Huh?
Cal, we are LeBron James.
LeBron, every time.
I'm picking Kobe all day.
No, he said Kawhi. LeBron or Kawhi.
Oh, I'm picking LeBron. Right,
LeBron, every time. He makes every team better.
Right.
Yo,
Kawhi
team.
Doesn't make them better. Kawhi just does with
does
his
him.
Job.
He's like Jordan.
He's a poor man's Jordan.
You seen they was comparing him to Jordan.
Because he's a poor man's Jordan. He's not Jordan. He's a poor man's Jordan. Meaning that run he was on, he needed those injuries to do that. Because the rest of his team cannot sustain that for seven games.
Nah, that's fact.
And we've seen it. You know what I'm saying? What happened even in game six, in game five, when Golden State won, Kawhi had to score the last 10. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They was down 12.
You the star. You supposed
you
to win the
saying?
Last 10.
No, I get what you're supposed to win it, but what I'm saying is
you
he had to do it. it's been a lot of times where Kobe didn't have to do it. He was able to defer because he has trust in his in those teams. Remember, Kobe won. Every time Kobe won, he won with bets. Kobe hit a lot of
game winners. I'm pretty sure Kobe hit more game winners than Jordan.
I get, but
stats.
But LeBron has more game. But LeBron has more game winners than Kobe and Jordan. So that really doesn't matter.
In the playoffs?
Yes. In the playoffs, LeBron runs that. He runs every stat.
Shouldn't have to hit game winners in the playoffs. Kobe Bryant was running shit. Go ahead. Next.
But Kobe, did have to. He had to hit.
Kobe was running.
He had to hit game. He had to hit game tying ones for real. For real.
Yeah, but
to be honest, as a Lakers fan, I can sit back and I can say that we won not because of Kobe.
How can you say that?
Not just because of Kobe.
How can you say that?
Because Robert Ory hit a lot of game winning shots that saved Kobe's ass. Derek Fisher, when we beat the Magic,
when you had Shaq,
when we beat the Magic, when we beat we're talking about with Powell. We're talking about with Powell. We're talking about the chips with Powell and him. The chips with Powell. Derek Fisher. Yeah, he was.
With Powell?
Yes, he was. That's what I'm saying. You're a Kobe fan.
When he won,
you didn't focus on Kobe and his numbers. Yes. The back to back.
Who the boy with the test?
Oh, they had Matt Barnes on their team that year. That one year. They had Andrew Bynum, Pau Gasol, Sasha Vucevic.
Fisher going back to back with them, bro.
Yeah, I remember Fisher because you a Kobe fan, because you probably wasn't watching the whole game.
Yo, Benji.
Because he was locking them.
Give me the roster for the championship team.
And on top of that, when they played the Magic, Fisher hit the game winner.
Derek Fisher, give me his years.
Fisher hit the game winner. Because Kobe, I'm gonna tell you why.
If you gonna say that, then tell me LeBron James didn't do it by himself either.
He didn't.
He had Kyrie.
Facts.
But he wasn't a major factor of the whole game, nigga.
But Kyrie was also a major factor.
Kyrie was by himself. What did he do?
He didn't make the playoffs. But listen, we're talking about when they were together. We're not talking about when they were.
When Kobe wasn't on the Lakers, did they make the playoffs?
No.
When LeBron James wasn't in Cleveland or wasn't
when
in Miami,
there, what happened? When
LeBron James wasn't in Miami or Cleveland, did they make the playoffs?
When he wasn't in, Miami did. Miami just
when
came
they left. When he left,
they did, because Dwayne Wade was still there.
They went to the playoffs.
Yes, they were in the playoffs.
It was easy. It was cool. When Kobe Bryant left the Lakers, they went down to shit. When Steph Curry,
well, that's not a Kobe.
Steph Curry,
that's
leaves,
not a Kobe thing. That's Golden not a Kobe State thing. That's a back. That's because they gave Kobe that $50 million contract. We were prepared to lose for the next 5 to 6 years. That's why we gave him that $50 million 2-year contract. It's the second July. Because we knew, yo, we giving him all of our money, so we're strapping ourselves. We're going to be as. We have fucking Wesley Johnson as our star at one point. I'm talking about the Lakers during these last years when we was losing. We had Wesley Johnson's, and we had the worst. Horrible teams, you know
he
what I'm saying?
That's why, like LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, most motherfuckers at the end of the day, that's Lakers fans now, they wasn't there when Wesley Johnson was our three. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't there during the bad times. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's a Lakers fan now because of LeBron, y'all all a bad joint.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Y'all all a bad joint.
I was a Suns fan.
I ain't even want Ron on my team. Honestly,
I was on Steve Nash and Sotomayor.
So
we had some bad joints.
What year? 2010. You talking about
2009-2010 season. Fisher was there. Why? Because Fisher hit big shots. Fisher was locking Rondo down.
This nigga average.
You talking about averages. See, that's the problem with you analytical people. It's not about analytics.
You said big points. Cool, you hit the game winner. I'm saying as a player, you're replaceable.
You can find another defensive player. You can't find another Derrick Fisher, bro.
Defense is a thing.
You cannot find another Derrick Fisher.
I'm saying as you need a role player. Let's get it. Let's not get it twisted.
Yes, Kawhi can lock down LeBron.
Is Derrick Fisher a star or a role player? Is Derrick Fisher a star?
But is some role player that aren't replaceable,
bro? Is he going to take another player to another team to the championship?
Dog,
what he does?
Lou Williams is not replaceable. But is he taking a team to the next level? Fuck no.
No, he could be a six man.
I can name 10 point guards better than Lou right now.
Dog, you're a bugger.
Three of them played
in
the 3-point guards better than Lou just played in the championship.
Dog, what I'm
saying
is, because
the little light skinned nigga turned up. What's the little point guard? Little light skinned boy with the beard. I forgot the nigga name. I just named four. You can name 4 point guards in the championship.
You're saying that fucking Fred VanVleet is better than Lou. If you say that, I'm
bust your man Curry ass.
You know what? We're gonna take a break because we need to call 911. We need to call 911.
No screens.
302.
No screens.
302.
We won a championship.
Somebody,
take a ring from my boy.
We need a 302. Somebody 302 this man. He said Fred VanVleet. is hotter than fucking Lou Williams.
That's his name.
He said Fred VanVleet is hotter than, is better as a player than Lou Williams.
What did Lou Williams do in the championship? Oh shit, he ain't never been. Oh, so we don't know.
Fred VanVleet averaged 4.6 minutes a game, my nigga.
We don't know.
You know what though?
Huh?
Nah. Undrafted?
Yeah, on records.
Undrafted.
Okay.
Undrafted.
And you act like that nigga's a key point. That nigga's irreplaceable. He ain't even gonna be here after the offseason. Yes, Cody.
What? Is he not a key? He was a key point that motherfucking last two games I saw.
No, he wasn't.
He bust Curry ass. Curry was missing all them shots because he had to chase this nigga down.
We obviously are not talking to people that watch basketball because they said that Fred VanVleet's a better basketball player than Lou Williams.
I'm saying in the playoffs, what can you tell me about Lou Williams? Nothing, because he wasn't in the fucking playoffs.
Did you see what Lou Williams did against a fully healthy Warriors in round one of the playoffs? He took them niggas to six round and they were some more. Yeah, round one.
Where'd he go after that?
They took them to six. Lou took them to six. They triple team Lou. They had to
Shout out to Lou.
And that nigga is 6 foot flat.
And you know he's not good enough to do what?
That's crazy.
Into the second round.
And that nigga Fred VanVleet, he carried them niggas, dog.
I didn't say that.
Shout out to Lou Williams, players who hold it down for where it's supposed to be at.
Kyrie didn't go to the playoffs without another star.
So Fred VanVleet better. He's a better player in the playoffs than Kyrie Irving.
But we saw Kyrie.
No, he's not in the championship.
Won a ring.
That's what you just said.
He won a ring.
Right now.
LeBron, if he was by himself, when he was on the Cavaliers.
And they went to the championship every fucking year.
No, but I'm saying.
In the East, though.
No, but.
It don't matter. Where's your bro, Lou Williams, at? How long was Lou in the East? He this was a Sixer. Lou was a Sixer.
This nigga's bugging.
Lou was a Sixer. And where'd the Sixers go?
It's a team, though.
It's a team, so he's a good role player.
This nigga,
so he's not a star.
I don't talk to niggas.
You know when you're a star? When you're a star?
It's a difference from watching basketball. When you're a star, you're going in the playoff run.
Lou Williams is not a star. He's a great He's a franchise player. He's not a person I'm going to say, yo.
A franchise player is a fucking star.
No, he's not a star. He's
not. You're just good for that franchise.
You're the star of that franchise.
You're a star.
We say top five point guards right now. You're not putting Lou Williams in the top five.
You're not thinking a lot of motherfuckers.
He's not in the NBA All-Star game.
You're not a fucking star.
You can't get in the All-Star game.
You're not. Oh, it's a lot of niggas.
So anybody not in the All-Star game is a great role player.
No, that's not true.
Find me a nigga that didn't miss the All-Star game.
It's a lot of role players in the fucking All-Star game.
We had the whole fucking Golden State team.
It's a lot of role players that was in All-Star games. It's a lot of role players in basketball
because it's a team sport. It's rare that you find All-Stars, franchise players.
But anybody's an All-Star, my nigga. Zaza Pachulia was a fucking All-Star, my nigga. So does that mean he's a franchise player too? Zaza fucking Pachulia, my nigga.
Did he ball?
He was an All-Star.
Did he ball?
He was an All-Star.
Did he ball?
Your words was if you have All-Stars and then you have great role players. So if you're an All-Star, you're an All-Star. He didn't.
Put a point guard on the buck.
Yo, this nigga, Eric Bledsoe.
He made it to the point. Did he make it?
He did make it to the All-Star game.
He did.
But that nigga's not a fucking All-Star. Yeah.
They winning. He's doing great. He's a role player. He got voted as a star because he's on a team that they're a franchise player.
So what happens when you win? So what you're saying is Zaza Pachulia should go down as one of the top centers in NBA history.
No, I said.
Why not?
For that year he was.
For that year he was
a great ass center. Obviously, he's in the All-Star game, nigga.
Dog, can I tell you something
about
that year?
He did something for his team.
You want to know what he did that year?
They ran
a campaign, bro. He ran a campaign. The fans voted for him through the campaign. They ran a campaign. They said, "Yo, vote for Pachulia."
The people's choice.
You get what I'm saying? But that shit don't hold no weight to real niggas, bro.
Even better.
That shit don't hold no fucking weight. I know what holds weight.
Rings and wins. What did Lou Williams do? Neither one.
Oh, it's a lot of niggas.
Talking about Lou Williams. Let's talk about Steph Curry.
Back
to Steph Curry.
This nigga said Steph Curry
was supposed to be the LeBron James of his team. He's supposed to be the Kobe Bryant of his team. Back to my point, he's supposed to be the Michael Jordan of his team. He's supposed to be the Westbrook to his team. Niggas he's supposed to be that nigga that you go to, right?
Yo, Check Rock.
What
I'm
happened?
Go Check Rock right now. When, Check
when,
Rock, yo.
When Shaq was gone, Kobe still balled.
You got a ball in the car?
When Kyrie went down, LeBron still balled.
Can you go to
when
the park?
When Gasol and Bynum both went down, Kobe still balled. Everybody, oh, please, oh, put your money
in the corner.
Put your money up.
Go around the corner right now.
You got a ball? Who got a ball in the car?
Said you got a ball in the car. We out right now.
Bro,
right now.
I will bust
we're shutting this CNN podcast down.
How much we put down?
Right now.
How much you put down?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I will buy the ball.
We'll go buy that joint right now.
And after this,
Benji,
everything I say about basketball for the next year, you have to agree with. Everything I say in the next year.
Benji, you going with all y'all, whoever come, y'all going with this joint. I'm about to cook you.
I'm going live.
Facts, go live. Now I'm about to cook you. So look. We about to go ball. We about to go do this ball thing real quick. But what I do want to do is I want to get into this good joint, bad joint music review real fast. You know what I'm saying? With my man Max Dub real fast. You got that joint, DJ TM?
Oh, y'all killing me.
Yo, Big O shot the music video to this joint.
Big O shot the music video, man. Big O rolling papers, man. Of course, man. We do everything, man.
Luke Williams.
This nigga said Fred Van Vliet.
Top five.
I didn't say he was a top five. I didn't say that. No, you said that.
You said that.
I didn't say he's a top five point guard.
It's on the podcast. We got
you run on it. You said top five point guard. I said nothing about Lou in the top five point guard.
I said
that he's not replaceable.
Oh, yeah.
How is he not replaceable?
You cannot replace Lou Williams.
That means I can grab one of the top five niggas.
If that's the case, he went get the. He went.
LeBron
that's the case,
James
went,
is irreplaceable.
Look. If that's the case,
Kevin Durant is
irreplaceable. I'm about to tell you this. You want to know that? You want to know how you irreplaceable in the motherfucking league? You want to know how you irreplaceable in the league? When you get max contracts. Seeing that nigga Lou Williams?
No.
Yes.
You know what that means?
Yes.
You're a
franchise
player. Your franchise is going to max out their highest salary cap on you because you're a franchise player.
And if I'm willing to give you all my money to max you out, you're a star in my eyes. You're irreplaceable.
Of my team.
You're irreplaceable.
Right now, we can't find nobody else in the league to do what you do.
You can't.
Why?
Because find somebody
to
do
other niggas' teams.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Niggas already on teams. You can't find nobody.
Name me another six man.
Already on teams.
Name me another six man that does what Lou Williams does on a night to night basis. You can't.
And you gave me the last 10 years, James Harden.
James Harden's not a six
when
man.
He was still OKC, he was six man.
But he didn't contribute more than whatchamacallit. He didn't contribute more than Lou Williams. You take Lou Williams. You take Lou Williams' resume. Be quiet, bro. Because you take Lou Williams' resume as a six man, and you take James Harden's resume as a six man. Lou Williams' shit is down here. James Harden's shit is right here. You can't compare.
Lou Williams was on 50 fucking teams.
You can't compare.
That's why his shit is all.
You can't compare.
He's on 50.
He's a six man, bro.
This nigga don't fit nowhere.
He's a six man.
He's a certified six man.
Yo, you know what? You're a certified six man.
He's going.
You're not a starter.
And everyone knows crazy.
Every you're
team,
not a starter.
Yeah,
you're just a
dog.
Certified six man.
Dog, and as a
so
six
you're
man, you're
come
more
off
valuable
the bench
than some
and
starter.
Tell me about how you coming off the bench, but you not more valuable.
Bro, it's
how you more
dog.
Valuable than a starter.
As a six man, bro, what are you talking about?
You got a point guard. He's a six
bro,
man.
As a six man, you have more of an important role than some of the players
of
on
course,
the starting
you fit
squad.
In as a role,
because you're
player.
Energy. You are
a role player.
You wanna know what? This how I know I'm about to bust his ass. This how I know, cause his basketball IQ is all the way
player.
Off. He has no basketball IQ.
I used to
you can tell he has. Obviously, you ain't there now. So they, you mean so bomb?
Cool.
Where the bombs at?
It's cool.
Where the bombs at? Bow, bow. There it is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
yeah.
You feel me? You have no basketball IQ to say that Fred VanVleet is more valuable than the motherfucking Lou Williams.
In a championship game.
I guarantee. Hold on.
You
hold
have
on,
no resume in a championship game. How valuable do
I
know
finish?
You are?
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Because the little 6 points. The little 6 points.
In a place
points,
he's never been before.
Because the little 6 points that Fred VanVleet put up is very, very valuable. Without that 6 points, they'd be shit.
Especially the last four.
They have
game.
Nobody else in their team
nigga,
that can put up 6 points.
He the one who was hitting the last three.
You know what I'm saying?
Plays.
They have nobody on their team that can do that, but this is what we're going to do, man. DJ TM, you ready for that good drum, bad drum?
Once you got the defense, you good. You pick up.
I mean, Mac Duck, you ready, man?
And then if you got a good
you ready,
man,
man
to come off the bench.
Let's play
this.
There we go.
I will back.
Let's play this. Let's rock it out. Let's hear it.
This ain't no six-man music, nigga. This starting shit only.
Uh-huh.
You know
I hear
man?
You.
Max Dub in the building.
I hear you.
Chris Mack Experience.
It better be a good drum. You co-signing it like that. Look.
I'm just introducing the shit.
Yeah, I hear you.
This joint called Empty.
It's called Empty.
Fill me up when
I like it already.
I like niggas the vibes already.
They trying to come up. That's all it's about. You feel all
right, bet.
Get up your head with the shit. Wipe me off. Got bitches wanna top me off. Cause I'm a boss. See niggas wanna knock me off. Y'all niggas soft. Y'all gone when the shit get hard. I see the frogs and snakes in the grass. I stay low. Remember and I pass on my ass. I lay go. I'm doing all the math. Head of class. I get hoes. That pussy trash. Too many smash your sex. But head though. I want the cash. Oh, not too fast though. I want it burn slow. I don't need I call dope, cause I fiend cold. Roll me up, for the hell, all smoke. Do you want smoke? Fill me up, mo. Roll me up, mo. Do you want more? So fill me up when I'm empty. Yeah. So fill me up when I'm empty. So fill me up when I'm empty. Yeah. So fill me up
factory.
When I'm empty.
Cut that.
Like
cut
I said, wild tuner, the pig fish in the motherfucking building. Niggas worry about who I'm co-signing. And that was a good joint right there.
Why was it a good joint?
First of all, let me start off with the sample, the vibe. When those track first come on, it's very important. The feeling that a track gives you is very important. Secondly, when an artist matches the feeling and the vibe to the song, that's the most important thing when it comes to the full production of the song. Mm. You got a hype track, you got to be hype. You got a slow track, you got to be slow. You got a hip-hop track, you got to keep it hip-hop. And he did what he's supposed to do on that joint. The mix was great. The production was good. No scratches, you can hear everything. It's a good joint right there.
And I produced that joint.
And he produced it himself. I'm gonna give it a good joint as well. You know what I'm saying? Not just to like, you know what I'm saying, like copy, but I felt the vibe from the rip. You feel what I'm saying? It gave me like a real, like, from the rip, I knew like, all right, I need to like smoke. You know what I'm saying? From the rip with that sample, I knew like, all right, bet. Like when I'm ready to really sit down and listen to this, I need to, like, you know what I'm saying, be in the zone. Whether I'm smoking, drinking, or even if, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm part of the sober lifestyle, I just want to be in my zone. This is an in-the-zone kind of song, you feel me? So, like, it's good. You know what I mean? It's like a get-in-my-bed kind of song, you know what I'm saying? You can vibe with somebody. You can vibe by yourself. You can throw this on in a room full of people and just let the crowd rock. So I'm definitely going to say it's a good joint. Big O, what you think? I mean, you did the video too.
You feel me? Like,
you kind of biased.
I mean, I'm not really biased though. Like one thing that I, like I said, my bro been doing music since I was a kid. You feel me? So like one thing that I keep real is music. You feel me? I'm gonna tell an artist from the rip if I like your joint. You feel me? Like I said, go for vibes. Like when you first played this for me, same feeling y'all had. You feel me? I was like, the sample, it just hit you. It's just like, like coming smooth.
Like that Nipsey album, all them samples on the Nipsey album. Right. We was going over that joint.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just give you good vibes, like y'all said. You feel me? It's just, I don't know, I respect real. And then like what he's saying, like it's not all that rah-rah cat and all this. You know what I mean? Like, nah, he's spitting that real shit. So
yeah, fuck with that. No, man, definitely a good joint. I mean, we fuck with that. The whole That's the first good joint, bad joint music. I mean, so we went for one right now. You know what I'm saying? We trying to keep it. We want to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, We don't choose the submissions. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to be choosing the submissions. They going to be coming in,
right?
And we just going to play them. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I mean?
If this is a bad joint, I'm going to let y'all know, man.
Facts.
Because I can't wait for a bad joint to come in.
Yeah. I can't wait either. Like, I don't want us to go too many, like, you know what I mean? I don't want this to be like 11 for 11. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start searching for bad joint.
Look, if you want to send your homie tracks in and submit it to good joint, bad joint, because you can't break the news to them, you need us to do it, we take those submissions for free. Mm-hmm. Those are free submissions. If you know you got a homie that shouldn't be rapping, send that shit to us. We're going to say what we got to say, and you can record it, give it back to him.
And we'll even do it anonymously.
Oh, no.
So that way, you know what I mean? We don't want your friends to know that you think they ass.
We ain't going to put you out there.
So we're going to do it anonymously. So if you know somebody that needs to not rap, that raps, send their music in to Hotbox Fest.
Hotbox since 1987
at gmail.com. Again, if you got somebody that shouldn't be rapping but they still rap and you want to tell them to stop and get back in the Trizap, you already know. Hotbox since 1987 at gmail.com and label that joint trash.
Yeah.
Or trash, trashy.
Right.
Or bad Johnny.
And depending on our views, you might get a check back. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. If that joint go out the building,
definitely got you, man.
But at that point in time, you cannot be anonymous.
Right.
You mean? So you're going to have to take the heat. Mm-hmm. So what's more important? Your friend not rapping or you making a couple dollars? Mm-hmm. think about it like that. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, look, man, I really want to get to this park because I'm dead ass about really to cook this man.
Yo, it's so crazy.
Like, I'm really about to cook.
Wow.
I'm making my son some slice.
He gonna be so stuck in the post.
He think, and that's like, what he think.
You know what I'm saying? Like, little do he know about anything.
I don't do much talking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna talk the whole time. I need him healthy.
I don't do any talking before anything. You feel what I'm saying? I don't do any talking before anything.
You're a host. You know what I'm saying?
I wait until we check rock and then I talk.
You don't talk?
I mean, I don't do a lot of pre-talk. You feel what I'm saying?
Doing a lot of talking.
I don't do a lot of pre-talk when it comes to this basketball thing because I really take this basketball thing a little seriously.
Yeah, we can get to it.
No. I'm trying to wrap it up right here. You mean? Go ahead. Do the sponsor. Tune in.
I want to give a shout out to the sponsors. Your boy Wild Tuna, man. Shout out to Hip Hop since 1987. Shout out to DJ TM on the ones and twos sponsoring the music. Shout out to Big O's Rolling Paper. Shout out to Bum Feet. Shout out to what was the lollipop joint?
Oh, Lip Pops.
Lip Pops. Shout out to them because I'm definitely gonna be purchasing soon. Hashtag Chris Mack.
Yup, hashtag Chris Mack, 10% off.
And we also got to shout out the Jippy Fish, of course. JippyFish.com. I'm giving away free stuff all the time. Follow us, post, repost, share. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all our sponsors, right? I forget somebody. Other than Digital Crates for the studio.
Yeah,
shout out to Digital Crates.
Maybe shout out the affiliates, Hip Hop's in 1987, of course, man.
Shout out to them, I'm good with the shout outs.
shout out the Cody Mack Experience, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Got my son in here with me for the premiere, you know what I'm saying? He over there playing with his iPad.
That's a good
joint. You know what I'm saying? We about to check rock. We about to, you know what I mean? We about to get my son some pizza.
Shout out to his Nikes. Because them Nikes against these Drippy Fish.
Oh. Gonna be a real bad joint.
See? I got my Spider-Man ones on them. I'm about to be all over the place. Before we get, I'm about to give y'all a quick prediction on this game, right? Tuna versus the Experience, right? So this is what's going to happen, right? Game go to 12. We doing ones and twos or just ones?
Yeah, ones and twos. All
right. So we doing ones and twos. That's good for me because my range is unlimited. I'm fine with that. And that mid-range is nasty. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm putting you... This is how it's going to be, dog. It's all mid-range, all post all day. All post moves, all mid range, all day. I'm not even gonna lay the ball up all game. I'm not even gonna lay the ball up. None of that. Nothing within 5 feet. I'm not no Ben Simmons. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Sixers fans, you know, they rely on mediocrity. You know what I'm saying? They're okay with Ben Simmons not having a jump shot, just getting close to the finals. You know what I'm saying? They okay with that. Me, I'm a Lakers. You know what I'm saying? We got 16 of them things. So we know what it's like to win.
I'm going to say one thing.
That's what needs to happen.
I'm going to say one thing.
Score going to be 12 to 7.
I'm going to say one thing.
The Experience.
How much money do you want to put on the table?
Dog, it don't matter, bro. That's how confident I am in myself, bro.
Okay.
That's how confident I am in myself.
Shout out to Chris Mack Experience.
That's how confident.
He's funding everybody breakfast and lunch for the whole week.
Everybody, shout out Tuna Man. Look, when you listen to this man, make sure you call Tuna Man. He got you on lunch. I'll tell him to take it out of the way. He gonna hold me, all right?
Oh, he got us on lunch too.
Facts, man. You already know, man. It's the Chris Mack Experience, man. See Me Podcast. This is the premiere episode. We had a dope time today. Maybe they able to talk about preference, obligation, how it affects us in life. You know what I'm saying? How to get over it, all that good stuff. We was able to sit there. You know, we got a little crazy talking about the Lakers and
nobody
talking about the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? Six man. Shout out my man Lou Williams. You feel me? He's doing his thing. You dig? You know what I'm saying? The best six man. Probably one of the greatest six men in history.
Robert Horry, the greatest six man ever.
Chill. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That is debatable. We can argue that.
And he's been to the championship.
I'm fine with that. But shout out my man Lou Williams.
12 times.
You feel me? When you touch down in the city, you feel me? You already know. Holla at the Chris Mack Experience.
Yes, sir.
Don't holla at Tuna. You get what I'm saying? He got Fred VanVleet. You know what I'm saying? That he gonna rely on. You know what I'm saying?
That's my Derek Fisher, man. That's my Derek Fisher.
Don't ever disrespect. Fisher. I shout out Derek Fisher because I'll never. He just Derek disrespected Derek Fisher too. That's Derek Fisher disrespectful. That's what that is. That's Derek Fisher respectful. That's what that is. Derek Fisher respectful. That's what that is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to D Fish, man.
Shout out to Big Number Two.
You mean Big Fish too? You feel me? But we out of here, man. It's the Chris Meg Experience. Tune in every month. Right now, man. Tune in every Friday between 4 and 5 o'clock on your rush hour, getting home, doing your thing. Cause the Chris Meg Experience, we gonna be here every Friday rush hour. Make sure you tune in to the late night experience coming every Friday, 12 to 2, midnight to 2 a.m. It's going to get real freaky. It's going to get real nasty. It's going to get real sexual. It's going to be a fucking experience. Ah! Because my experience. Ah!
Facts, young boy.